singing for you tonight. You know, our pastor went home to be with the Lord here a few weeks ago, and you know, he suffered with cancer tremendously and fought it, and finally the Lord decided it was enough and took him home. So he had that hope, and that's what this song's about. That day's coming where we won't be bogged down with all the problems and troubles, because heaven's a perfect place. And it's by the shed blood of Christ that we're able to enter into heaven. And that's why it's so important, as David said, in when he's blessing the food, that you just need to know. There's got to be a time when you actually went to the Lord and you just said, God, I'm a sinner. No, I want you to save me. You can't remember a time in your life when you've done that. I cannot encourage you enough to go ahead and take care of it, because my pastor was early 50s, and he went down quick. We're only one heartbeat away from eternity, what it amounts to. But Mr. Bill Ellis, we're going to do this best for you. What day that'll be.
To the old time Sacred Heart Gospel Hour, and we call it the old time now because of the we're playing basically in my heart and mind. I wanted to get out of the world. I want to get out as far away from the world as we can possibly get here in the end times. Okay, excuse me. I'm going to have this. I'm trying to drink my second cup of coffee here. I usually drink one or two right there in the morning. I drink one or two, you know, when I do my shows at 8 o'clock, and every night when I don't do a show, I usually drink one cup. But I usually enjoy that, you know. And it's decaffeinated, so I have to because of my heart problem. My heart problem will not let me drink anything with caffeine, tea or anything, cocoa. So it's got to be all caffeine free. So anyway, I want to get down here today discussing about the end times. We've been talking about the end times, and that's the only thing that I think that we need to dwell in right now in this end times. And it is the end times. there's so many signs and wonders right now that's going on in the universe and in the space around us. And you know, Jesus Christ, he told everybody that he said, my Father set in the heavens the sun and the moon and the stars and the planets to give unto you a sign unto you that the end times are coming. So, ladies and gentlemen, we do have, by the hand of our Father in heaven, set into place signs and, he said, signs and wonders and miracles that will come occur if we pay attention, if we have enough sense to look up and pay attention, get out of the world long enough, and we can see these things happening. Just like Christ said, he told his disciples that you will see it just as plain as when the fig tree, when her leaves become tender. And of course, he was talking about Israel, returning the Jews, returning back to Israel. But, and then palm trees, and you know, and it's just things of this world that you can pay attention to and know the things are at hand, you know, and especially the sun and the moon is the number one. Number two, greatest things, also the comet, the Shoemaker-Levy 9 that hit Jupiter, was a sign unto all mankind. In the book of Enoch, ladies and gentlemen, in the book of Enoch, which was banned, by the way, which is banned, it was not canonized in any shape or form because it had things in it that the church, when it went up against the church could not explain it, did not have any kind of answers for, and they didn't want to try to answer anybody's questions about it. So they said, we'll take that out, and we won't have to worry about it. So there you go. But in the book of Enoch, and also ancient Greek and Hebrew writings, it was stated that God said, he said, in the end of days, he said, they will be hurtling toward the planet Earth a comet. And it wasn't called a comet. It was called a great fiery mountain with a long tail coming through the heavens toward Earth to annihilate. It said annihilate. And I've researched this, and then I came to the conclusion that if it had not broken up, if it had have hit the planet Earth, it would have annihilated mankind. You know, we would not be here. We would be extinct right now. Okay. So, but in the ancient writings in Greek and Hebrew, in Enoch, we found out that God said, he said, I will take my finger, he said, I will reach out and barely touch this comet, and it will break apart, and then it will be kept from destroying mankind. Okay. He said, if you'll watch, you'll see it happen. Okay. He knew that we would have the technology at that time to set, and the whole world watched, sat back and watched it happen. They watched it when it broke up. And they didn't think at that particular time it was big enough to destroy the earth. They said, what if it hit the earth? We'd have been okay. Wrong. One chunk, the biggest chunk of it, was like firing off all of our nuclear weapons all at one time after it hit Jupiter. Just one. Okay. And it was 20-something more pieces of it left. So if just that one would, you know, if all of our nuclear arsenal has been confirmed, that would wipe out mankind. So now you know that comet would have indeed wiped out, annihilated the planet Earth and all life upon it. Okay, but God said he would take his finger and touch it and break it apart, which he did. That was a sign unto us if we were, but we were not consciously as a world, okay? We were so much in science and into the world that we paid not one bit of attention. I'm not saying everybody. I saw it. I saw it for what it was. I said God had a hand in it. And in reality, he had a finger in it. And he reached out and touched that comet. And he broke it apart. And he directed it to slam into, not into Earth, but into Jupiter. Okay. That was a sign that he used. He uses signs in the space and signs that goes on here on Earth, and he uses Mother Nature at his disposal, that he can do it with earthquakes and volcanoes, hurricanes, tsunamis, whatever he wants to use to wake people up. But he usually makes them so horrific, and it will be in the end times. These tidal waves will not only be, you know, just a mere 40 foot or 70 foot We're talking about in the end times tsunami waves being a mile high. 5,280 feet high, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about earthquakes and past the 10.0. We're talking about maybe 11 or 12. I think the holy number is 12. So if we get hit by 12.0, as Jesus said, not one stone shall be standing upon another. And that'll surely get your attention. That'll surely put you on your hands and knees and praying to God, even though you are atheist, even if you don't believe in religion, even if you don't believe in anything, that you think the Bible is a comic book. You will fall down on your face, hands and knees, and you will be praying to a heavenly, knowledgeable entity in heaven to save you. I'll guarantee you that. I guarantee it. Because most atheists, when they are in the hospital and are told they're going to die, they turn mysteriously religious all of a sudden. And is it too late for them? It's well, it's according to their heart. And it's according between God the Father and themselves. You know. But we're talking about the end times here. And I discovered, I ran across a few things, which started about 2011. All right, it started at 2011 and went in and continuing on even today in 2015. And will continue to get worse in 2016. I've been investigating, I've been studying and research. On my days off of the radio show last week, I wasn't idle, ladies and gentlemen. I always stay into the Word. I always look and I research and find out I keep my eyes on the prize, on the sun, on the moon, and everything else that I can go around and see if anything is strange happening. Okay. And we've had the birds falling out of the air since all the way back, 2006, 7, 8, and 9. We can remember that. And the dolphins and the whales are being beached. And the honeybees are dying off by a mysterious virus, they call it. And we know the scientists don't have any kind of explanation for it. Okay, and we have any sudden earthquakes that are happening in places that should not be happening, but lo and behold, the Bible foretold it, predicted it, and it came true, that we would have earthquakes in diverse places, and that means places where, like in Denver or Michigan, or places that never supposed to have any earthquakes, they are now popping up, you know, like i.e. Florida. Florida even was dusted with a few tremors, and there's something going on, and what I'm saying here tonight, here at the Sacred Heart Gospel Hour, is for everybody to start paying attention. Okay, open up your ears and your eyes. That's the reason Jesus kept repeating that phrase. He said, those who have eyes, they will see. Those who have ears, they will hear the truth. And they'll be warned. He said, I will not do something without first warning. Okay, and he's going to warn you in the end times. He said, those, and I believe it's this, I believe, you know, I have people ask me about what we're fixing to talk about here tonight. Why do some people hear it and some people don't hear it? And they said, well, and I was thinking the same thing until the Spirit came into me and gave it to me in the heart. It said that they asked the question, those that are hearing it are the children of God. And they're going to heaven, and they're getting prepared to go meet God and Jesus in the air in the rapture. So they're being told, get ready. And I said, well, there's too many. That's a few. There's a few that are hearing this, and it's not the many. So you're trying to tell me that there's only going to be a few that goes to heaven, and a lot is going to go to hell, which may be true, you know. But The Spirit, I was perplexed by that, and the Spirit said, came into me, and it came into my heart and mind, and it said this in my mind. It said, just think about it, that if you are already a child of Jesus, why would you need any kind of sign? Why would you need any kind of knock on the door? Why would you need something to come around and tap you on the shoulder and say, get ready? Because the children of God and the Father and the Son should always be ready. That's what Jesus said. Be ready in all hours of the day and night. Make sure that you are have a relationship with Jesus all hours and you have no trouble. And you should not have to be told, okay, get ready. You should already be ready. It's like when you're ready for a trip in the car. You know, nobody has to tell you a couple of days ahead of time to get ready. You're ready. You're standing at the car's door and said, well, we fire the car up. I'm ready now. That's the way the children of God are. Children of God are always ready now. Okay. So it told me that the people who are hearing this, these strange sounds, and we're going to be talking about strange sounds. We're going to talk about people are hearing trumpets and other such strange sounds and explosions and pops and cracks and squeals and whatever you're going to put into that. I'm going to play clips of it, and it's not only just hearsay. It's been reported in the news channels, people at YouTube, people with iPhones are recording it. It's being documented. They have been studied that they are not hoaxes or fakes. They are real. This is really happening. It's really going on. And the scientists said they do not have not one idea. NASA don't know, have not one idea. It's not in the earthquakes. They've been checking it. When they even said the earth in their house shook and trembled. Well, the seismologists said that their machines did not record no shaking going on in their area. So you tell me, is that not a hand of God? Is that not what you want to call, quote-unquote, a miracle? Or is there fantastic, delicate machines malfunctioning? You have to take it for yourself. We report and you decide. You know, it's like Jesus said. Jesus said, I'm going to tell you about it, but it's going to be up to you to decide whether you're going to pay attention to it or not. You know, you have a will of your own. You can go either way. There's two roads on every turn. You can go A or B. You can go one or two. There's no three. So either which way you want to go, you go. And if it's the right way, then you continue on. If it's the wrong way, bingo. It may be over. Okay, for you. So, I took that week and I studied and got these clips. I chose one of the better clips off of YouTube. It's got news reporters on it, and I'll be playing it, and I'll be jumping in, telling you it has video, and I'll be when it's something that I need to jump in and say and describe to you, so you can have it in your mind what's going on, and anything else I can clarify along the way, I will do that. But there is something strange going on. It is real. It is happening. And like I said, these sounds are for the people who are on the borderline. They don't know whether to believe in Christ, God, or in any religion or not. They're on the fence. They're the lukewarmers. You know, Jesus said, if you're hot or cold, you're okay. But if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And he's not going to allow you to not pay attention. He's going to give those people, even the atheists, he's going to give them a time to say, okay, and he's going to tap them on the shoulder and say, here I am. Take this at face value. How are you going to accept this? Okay, are you going to accept it as a religious miracle or a warning? Or are you going to just say, well, this is just another one of the world's trickery that it goes on ever since the dawn of time, and we just got to ride it out and accept it, all right? Are we going to do that? And I'm sure they're going to roll out, a lot of scientists are going to give out, it may be a weather balloon, it may be swamp gas. They're going to come up with some kind, or Chinese Chinese lanterns. They're going to come up with some kind of fantastic explanation about, don't worry, this has all happened before, and it's going to happen today. And tomorrow, just don't sweat it, and everything's fine. Your government is okay. As long as the government and the scientists is going to tell you it's okay, then you should go right on and follow the world like you've always done, like good little soldiers falling and duck step right in behind the government. Okay, and be a great trooper for the world in the world's order. So. Indeed, there's been chapters. I mean, there's been a newspaper on headlines that strange sounds were heard. up here in Pennsylvania, hit Bucks Mountain, or Backs, no, it's not Bucks Mountain, it's Backs Mountain, B-A-C-K-S, Backs Mountain, was hit with the sound and trembling of the earth, and the earth shaking, and they couldn't find out where it came from. They was, even police was called, 911, by all the people were called, and the fire department was coming. They was hearing loud booms, explosions, and even the crews heard it, and government agents has heard it, and they're baffled by it, and they don't know what to do about it. They don't know what to say about it right now, but I'm guarantee you they're working behind closed doors 24/7, and they're going to come up with Satan's explanation of, don't worry, it's just something you don't need to worry about. It's just when you hear it at night, just roll over and cover up your head and just keep on and make sure you go to work. That's the only thing they're going to worry about, so they can collect your taxes. But anyway, are you going to pay attention? Are you going to look? Are you going to do what the Bible said? Pay attention to those signs and wonders, whether it's in earth or in heaven or in the sky, and sounds. It said, open up your eyes, open up your ears, and pay attention. Are you going to do that? Are you just going to let it listen to Satan and the evilness of this world? You're going to listen to the bought-off scientists. They're paid for. They're bought off by the government. And they're going to pay them to say anything and bring up graphs and prove that it's happened before and back in the Ice Age or beyond that. And they're going to always try to explain away God. Anything that God does or is said in the Bible, they're going to try to explain it away, as they're doing every day in our lives. And they're going to try to take away the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit away from us as much as they can, as fast as they can, and which they're working on right now as I speak. And it's up to us, the God's soldiers, God's children, to stand up and take a firm stand, put on the armor of God, and fight just like Jesus fought. He got angry, got mad, kicked over the tables in the Holy of Holies, the first and only church, the only church that God ever said to build. The only building that God gave orders to man to build for himself. Not all these billions and hundreds of billions of I call them Lego buildings that they have constructed around the world, this planet, and called it God's home. You know, yeah, he didn't give no instructions or no orders to build those. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's another argument, and I'm not going to get into that. But what we're going to do right now, I'm going to go ahead and play this clip, and I'm going to keep the mic on, and if I happen to make a lot of noise, I'm sorry for it, but I'll try to cut it off and on as much as I can, so you can hear, and I hope the sound quality is going to be lower than I would like it to be. I want you to get a really firm listen to these sounds, and then I'm going to talk more about it after you hear it, and I'll explain it, and then if I can, I'll see if I can't... Well, later on, I'll see if I can go ahead and get the links to this one audio. So you may want to go back and listen to it on your own. So I'll try to do that. And so what I'll try to do is either post it. I don't know. A lot of times I'd say something and I forget it, or I just haven't got the time to do it. So if I do it, I do it. If I don't, I don't. Just I'll see if I can put it on Facebook or Twitter or I can. I'm not doing the website now, so it won't be on that yet. Yeah, when I roll in, when I get everything cranked back up for the karaoke shows, I'll restart the website, and also I'll put things on the Gospel Hour on there as well. But ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead now, and then I'll fire up this it's audio video, and just give me a little bit of time here. So, let's see. Okay, I think I got it here now. Let's see. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the strange sounds, and they say on this video from heaven, sound of trumpets. And I want you to pay. You know, a lot of people describe it like metal scrubbing against metal, or metal, real heavy metal against concrete. Also, but if you listen really carefully in some of those clips, you can hear the notes changing. you'll hear it going, you know, down low, in between, up a little bit higher, and then back down low again. And that is notes changing. It's actually, and then you can hear. And another thing too, I want you to, you know, people says, well, I heard that the music in heaven is so beautiful, it's beyond comprehension. This is not beautiful. And I said, well, this is not music. This is a warning shot. You know, this is a warning shot across your bow. And this is supposed to be creepy and disturbing. You know, most people called it like a science fiction movie. It's even, you know, kind of worse than that. And it's trying to be as bad as possible, and it's going to get louder. And this is what it's going to, when it gets so loud, it starts shaking the buildings and knocking the windows out and everything. This is when people are going to fall down and pay attention and say, hey, this is not just the acts of the earth or space. This has got something to do with some kind of intelligence going on trying to get our attention, okay? So just keep that in mind, but like I said, just keep, and you hear explosions, like explosions and booms, like sonic booms or whatever have you, and then you'll hear different kind of, I call it like a tube, deep, powerful tuba. And that's another thing too, if it was really powerful, it's going to be, you know, like a trumpet. And these are not a regular trumpet like you would see in a concert today. These are not brass horns. These are used in heaven are the ram's horns. So, and they don't have the buttons on them, and they have to change the notes through their lips and the way they blow through them. So, and also they used those trumpets in the ancient of days, in the biblical days, in the time of Jesus. They used those trumpets to wake up the soldiers, to get them ready. That's a warning. Hey, the enemy's coming. And I want you to also keep in mind that this also started to 2011, at the end of 2011 into 2012, the Mayan. Remember the Mayan calendar? When I told everybody then, I said, I don't think the earth's going to come to an end, but it's going to be a beginning of something that's yet to come that is going to be very disturbing. And they said it was a brand new wiping off of this life, of this world, and starting anew, whether we continue. And it's like it said, going into the millennial of the Christ reign of 1,000 years upon the earth. He's got to wipe off the old, the evil sin, get rid of that, and then they will be the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ, okay? And that might be, this may be the warning that it's fixing, the world is fixing to go into a big change. And I believe it's going to be a lot of things. I believe the poles are going to shift. I don't think the earth is going to rotate or anything, but I believe the magnetic poles, what we see now is north, is right now shifting. It's about 30 to 40 degrees off from where it was 100 years ago, okay? So it's steadily and picking up speed. So at that clip right now, you've got almost one-third the way, okay? It's one-third of the way. That's the reason we're having these weather conditions, why we're seeing so much bad weather, why the tornadoes are getting worse and all this, da 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 da. It's the while the birds are falling out of the air. The reason they cross a line of energy somewhere and it shocks them so bad they just fall out of the air dead. It's the shock. Even people can die of shock very quickly, very instant, kind of like instantaneous from shock. From fear, okay? So the birds may have been scared to death. Something changed drastically in their lives at that precise moment, and they just couldn't handle it. They short-circuited. So keep this in remembrance, that the whales, the dolphins and all are beaching themselves because of these electronic fluxes of the earth are changing, and they lose connection. It's like if you lose your internet. And once they lose that, then they go into shock. Because they depend on it. Their life depends on that. Because they know that's life and death for them. So just keep that in mind. Now listen very closely, and it starts off with all the news reports. And they're telling you about how serious. And it's not a hoax. It's really happening. Okay, just, here we go.
Tonight, investigators are trying to solve a bizarre mystery in Flagler County.
Some strange noises heard around the world the last few weeks has people buzzing, especially on YouTube. Clips posted from Arizona to England and right next door in Manitoba, all showing folks alarmed by what sounds like a noise straight out of a science fiction flick. Valley News team, Terry Craig.
Curiosity videos of what appears to be the same strange noise popping up from all over the world online. And the CGBC's Leah Bolton explains it's not just videos from the other side of the globe. There is also one from right here in Dawson Creek. A sudden rise in YouTube videos from places all over the world has got people talking about the strange moaning noise that was supposedly in the sky between approximately January 9th.
Muitos moradores de Taubaté tomaram um susto.
Okay, this says lots of people from Taubaté, Brazil, got afraid due to the strange noises and sounds. He said, unfortunately, I don't have the answer that everyone in this city is talking about. He said, what we have are lots of reports from many people saying that by the morning they heard a loud noise. Some said that their windows and doors were shaken. This phenomenon, he said, has been all around the streets, now has reached the internet.
Something new. It was a little
now, this is a ball game. Baseball game. Hear it?
It's a haunting sound, if we've ever heard one.
And what could that possibly be? Somebody shut the door.
That was from Detroit Tigers in Tampa Bay. He goes on and said the majority of the sounds could be natural or caused by many resources. See, here we go. As volcanoes, earthquakes, that has been happening like it. They're trying to explain it away, ladies and gentlemen. He said it could be sound coming from the inner earth. Why not? The core. And what could be causing this? He said, I don't know. Now, this sounds like a train starting up. No, no, yeah. And she goes on and says, one guy who lives in this building has caught on his camera strange noises. Still don't have any information what it is. This comes from Northeast Philadelphia.
The officials in Lower Bucks County have also received numerous calls about a large boom and the ground shaking, just like some folks were describing out here.
So far, no explanation of what happened here, but it really got the attention of a lot of people, even as far away as Bensalem, reporting that they felt that their homes were shaking. Police radio have received a lot of calls. The police have received...
So strange sounds heard around the world. Russia, Europe, Central America, United States, and Canada, second week in 2012. In Chicago, Illinois, second week of January 2012. Here's one of them. Okay, in Czech Republic, second week, January 2012. The Mayan calendar year. Remember that. Now you can see the woods, and everybody's trying to go to the sky and see what it is, but they don't ever capture nothing. They don't know where it's coming from. You can see the camera moving continuously. Thank you. Duncunkin, Canada, ladies and gentlemen. These are two forest rangers deep in the woods of Canada. You can hear the Canadian geese, and they're standing there looking toward the heaven. They're like surveyors. But I don't know what the sound is, where it's coming from. This went on for about 20 minutes, but they made it shorter. This next one's from Budapest and Hungary. Notice how long the tone is. And also on the video, you'll see a long, it's not a cloud, but it's some kind of, something appeared in the middle of the screen. Kind of looked like, maybe an angelic figure of some sort. Ladies and gentlemen, this is from Montreal, Canada. Montreal. Once again, on a cell phone. Outside, you can see houses and trees. Desperately scanning the skies to see if they catch anything in the sky, but they cannot. You can judge the loudness of it by the people in the background. Okay, this next one's from Poland. Once again, this is outside. Snow is from... Immediately he pans to the sky, because that's where it seems like it's coming from above, but you can't tell whether it's north, south, east, or west. It sounds like it's coming from everywhere. Okay, see, this next one is going to be coming from Edmonton, Canada. A lot of them coming from Canada. And northeast and northwest America. Okay, this next one is going to be coming from Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Florida, United States. This is on the beach. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our next one is from Paulo, Brazil. And they said, what is this, man? And once again, they start immediately panning toward the top of the buildings and in the sky, in the clouds. Sometimes it's disturbing. It sounds like a feedback, but it's far more than that. I've been in studios and know what feedback is, but it's more to it. The next one is from Belgium, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of UFOs have been seen there as well. Now they're inside. They're going to open up the window. And when the window was open, it got louder. You heard it before that. It was, and that tells you it is coming from indeed outside. So, there you go. Now, this is a young boy out in the parking lot. Still in Belgium. And there's about three or four other people walking up from their cars. They're looking up at the sky there. Got this really terrifying look on their faces. Once again, it's another section. Belgium. Hear the notes change. That'll make your skin crawl. Sounds like more than one trumpet or sitar. And it gets quiet.
It came in many forms last Sunday night. To some, it
this is North
like
Battleford.
Others, a mariner's horn. North Battleford's mayor says he can't explain it.
What I was hearing was what I experienced as a possibly a scraping.
Mike Halstead was lying in bed when his phone rang. Calls and text messages came in from his friends saying they too had similar experiences.
That's when the goosebumps got me, and I kind of thought, yeah, it's awfully strange.
Hey, 93.3 The Rock.
The next day, the local radio station The Rock got flooded with over 40 calls and Facebook messages. each person wanting to know what that sound was last night.
I don't think I've ever had a response that big about something. And it's interesting, right? Human nature, people just want to know what the sounds are.
It's now days later, and the city is still abuzz with talk about the sounds. Everybody with their own guess, estimation, or explanation as to where they came from.
I've heard that Jesus is coming back. I've heard that it's 2012. The world is ending.
You see how he kind of laughed at that?
The day's end, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then at last, the sign of the coming of the Son of Man will appear in the heavens, and there will be deep mourning among all the nations of the earth, and they will see the Son of Man arrive on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send forth his angels with the sound of a mighty trumpet blast, with the sound of a mighty trumpet blast, with the sound of a mighty trumpet blast. And they will gather together his chosen ones from the farthest ends of the earth and heaven.
Strange sounds have been coming all around the sky. Sounds like trumpets and worldwide. 1 Corinthians, ladies and gentlemen, chapter 15, 52. Will happen in a moment, a blink of an eye, the last trump is blown, for when the trumpet sounds, those that are ready get ready. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then Jesus will appear. Ladies and gentlemen, these sounds of trumpets, are they? We don't know. But what if they are? Like I said, these are warning trumpets. It's not for beauty. It's not for, listen to how fantastic they are. This is a warning shot across your bow to get to come to Jesus and do it now. Personal relationship. Time is running out. You have no more time to wait. And I don't know what it is, but the world is seeming to go the other way. They're grasping more evil now and accepting lies as truth and truth as lies. This is Jesus forewarned in his last of days. So is it Mother Earth giving us fair warning? Is God using Earth and space? Or is it really his trumpets to give dire warning to all those that are sitting upon the fence? Don't know which way to go. Right now you should make your choose it. Once again, this is in England in 2012. Strange, the Mayan prophecies may have spoken.
I don't know whether I'm tripping out or I'm still like dreaming half asleep. I don't know. This is at 4:30 in the morning. It's loud enough to wake me up. Woke the neighbour up, obviously his light's on. There was vibration on the ground on that one, so it's getting freaky now.
I don't know about anybody else, but this...
This is New Zealand.
Happening like every 30 seconds, 20 seconds of hearing it. Dear. Outside, up there. There, do you hear that? What is that going on out there? So weird. Do you hear that? Whoa. It's like it's behind the house.
Thank you.
anybody tell me what that is, because that is just creepy stuff. That sounds like it's above the clouds.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is May 12th in Chicago, Illinois.
I was encountered by a very weird sound. There's downtown, about 6 miles away. But I have no idea what the sound is. It sounds like it's coming out of the sky. It literally, I don't know where to point the camera because it's literally coming from the sky.
Literally coming from the sky. Is that not where Jesus looked when he took his last breath and he told his Father, please forgive them, they do not know what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, as the angels rolled back the stone, the tomb of the blood of Jesus, as he was resurrected. This coming weekend is Easter. May we all remember that maybe on that day as well, the great trumpets blew, and it blew in the morning, not in happy tones. And these sounds to me sounds like mourning type of blowing. Is it a warning? Is it our last warning?
That's trippy.
I think there's things that is fixing to happen. This once again is in Terrace, BC, Canada. A warning. A warning to wake up from our sleep. Wipe it from your eyes. Open up your ears and see what truth really is. God is trying to contact you. He's trying to tell you to get ready. Is it a sign from God to telling us that Satan's finally here upon this world in full strength? Warning us. Satan is coming for the Christians. But the New World Order is going to be beheading Christians, taking away God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit from every corner of the earth that they possibly can, and they're doing it right now. Are you going to heed this warning? Are you going to listen? Pay attention. Jesus has warned us. He's given us these signs to take heed. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready when Jesus comes? Have you obeyed him? Have you got a responsibility to repent now? Because Jesus loves you and he wants you to receive him. So do so. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Butch Melton. Until our Saturday show, we hope everybody at noontime will come on the Saturday show and listen to another segment of The End Times. And we'll have more to talk about. And I'll describe further of what I think it is and I think outside the box. But ladies and gentlemen, till then, may God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit walk with you and be with you every moment, every breath you take. That is our prayer for you, our brothers and sisters in Christ. And your church is in your heart. Remember that. And you're not going to sit on the side of the fence. You will be his. Pay attention. For it is now. It has come.